The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on August 19, 1995 at Bangalore in Karnataka, India. The class was given during a Srila Prabhupada's appearance day.
Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We worship the Guru as the representative of Lord Vyasadeva. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is instructed that we should do daily worship of the Bhagavat. Bhagavat is described in two categories. The Bhagavat is the Srimad Bhagavat Puran, which is the ripened fruit of the Vedas written by Vyasadeva. It is called Bhagavat because it is connected to Bhagavan, and it is the means to understand Bhagavan. Then there is another kind of Bhagavat other than the book Bhagavat, and that is the person Bhagavat. So Srila Prabhupada and all bona fide gurus and all the pure devotees who are representing the book Bhagavat through their thoughts and words and deeds, they are the person Bhagavat. So the Guru is represented or is worshipped as the person Bhagavat, as the representative of Lord Vyasadeva. This Krishna conscious movement is a Vedic sampradaya. We are based in the Vedas. There are many new spiritual movements which have come up around the world, and sometimes people categorize us in that category, not understanding that this is actually a very ancient, timeless movement based in the Vedas, but Srila Prabhupada has given it a new receptacle. A new bottle. The old liquid is there in a new bottle. He made the Krishna consciousness movement. Srila Prabhupada's vision was to provide a shelter for people who are interested in advancing in their God consciousness. Srila Prabhupada used to say that there are so many organizations to do philanthropic activities without any spiritual connection. There are so many organizations for the chambers of commerce, for every conceivable kind of activity, there's some organization. Sports, clubs, hobbies, and so on. But why not one organization? Why not one association where people who are interested in achieving the ultimate goal of life, they can all gather together? So with this great vision, Srila Prabhupada, he went forward to preach the message of his spiritual master, the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada was always a visionary. The vision manifested when he had achieved a very ripe physical age. That is all ultimately the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, Bhagavan. In history, you find that there are many great preachers who did not spend a lot of time preaching. Even Lord Jesus only was preaching for 3 years. Some acharyas, they were only preaching for a short period. The Prabhupada, he established the Krishna Conscious Movement in 1965, and he preached until 1977 around the world. Only 12 years. Before that, he was preaching as a householder, as a vanaprastha, as a sannyasi in India. But his real potency became revealed when he took up fearlessly the order of his guru to take the Krishna Conscious Movement to the West. Srila Prabhupada was used to hearing from people, it can't be done, it can't be done, it's impossible. But he had the firm belief that impossible was the word in a fool's dictionary. His conviction was that by the mercy of Krishna, nothing is impossible. When he had the direct order to spread the Krishna Conscious Movement to the countries where people speak English, his guru didn't tell him, go to England. He said, go where people speak English because you are English educated. So he decided, so many are gone to England, I want to go to America. And there he established the Krishna Conscious Movement in New York, but he gave the same purposes as his organization in India. What's very sad is that so many people, they think that Krishna Consciousness is an American movement. They don't understand, they don't know Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada went as an ambassador of Vyasadeva, ambassador, spiritual ambassador of India. But in order to operate in any country of the world in a modern setup, you can ask any lawyer, you had to have incorporation or registration. You cannot just function. So he registered, and he is the chairman and founder. So when he came back to India with many devotees from Western countries, then he was heartbroken. Not heartbroken, but he was very upset and disturbed how many people they were not appreciating and giving so many false kind of statement. Can you believe it? When we first reached Bengal, people were saying, oh, these foreigners have come here like the East India Company, they want to take over India and do business and so on and so forth. So many difficulties Prabhupada faced. He met Indira Gandhi and requested, you please help me. And Indira Gandhi said, how do you know that all your followers are not the CIA? He said, I know them, they're not the CIA. How do you know? See, we have these four principles, no meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication. I get them to shave their hair off. I get them to rise at 3 o'clock in the morning and go to Mangal Arati. They're doing spreading of Bhagavad Gita. They're understanding japas every day, 16 rounds. What will CIA be doing all these things? They want to stay in five-star hotel, eat meat, enjoy life. Okay. Then Indira Gandhi accepted. So what do you want? I want a long-term visas for them so they can stay in India. I want some of them to be citizen. All right. I believe in you. Prabhupada didn't have it easy. He had to face obstacles where nobody faced obstacles. Nobody questioned Sister Nivedita whether you're CIA. Nobody obstructed Vivekananda bringing them into India. Nobody obstructed Aurobindo bringing in the mother. So many people are like, but Prabhupada, even simple things, he faced difficulties here in India. And when he started his movement in the West, he also faced difficulties. But for him, difficulties seemed to be like water off a duck back. It didn't disturb his determination, but he would express why these difficulties are coming. Many times we hear from neophyte devotees. Yesterday one lady told me that I was chanting four rounds, but then I faced difficulty. So even if I'm chanting and I have to face difficulty, then what is the use? So I stopped chanting. Dear devotees, we should know path of bhakti is difficult in one sense and very easy in another sense. Chanting, feasting on prasadam, reading Prabhupada's books, enjoying these festivals, this is very easy. But being in the material world, there'll always be obstacles. And Maya, normally it's very difficult to leave this material world. Lord Shiva says it takes 100 births just to get the place in Brahmaloka. And if you do much pious activity, you can go from Brahmaloka to Shivaloka. But in the fourth canto Bhagavatam, Lord Shiva explained to the Prachetas, you are dear to me because you are Krishna Bhaktas. And a Krishna Bhakta, he can go back to Golok Vrindavan even in one birth. He can go beyond Brahmaloka, beyond Sivaloka, beyond Brahma Jyoti, beyond Vaikuntha, right to Krishna Loka in one birth. Therefore, you are so dear to me. But dear devotees, we should know that Mother Durga, her job as the prison housekeeper in this world, along with Kali, who wants to maintain his domain in this age of Kali, they got all kind of tricks up their sleeves. And they want to make sure whether you are really a true devotee or not. Because if we simply follow Prabhupada, there's no doubt we're going back to Krishna Loka. Nitai Gaur Sitarat Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. But we'll be tested whether we really want to follow Prabhupada or not. So sometime if we face problems, we should remember that Prabhupada also faced the problem. But he maintained his determination to serve Krishna. And so eventually the problems were overcome. Problems, Prabhupada said, they're also opportunities. A problem is an opportunity for us to show how determined we are to serve Krishna. When Krishna sees that no matter what, we are going to serve Him. Even we are not able to serve Him, we are determined to try to serve Him. Then He becomes very merciful. But more merciful than Krishna is Prabhupada. He's a mercy personified. When Srila Prabhupada heard about congregational members who were struggling to chant, struggling to follow the principles, struggling to get up in the morning, struggling to be a devotee, he would cry and say, just see how people are struggling to be Krishna conscious. He told some big Hindu leaders in Bombay, what you're doing? Just see how all over the world people are struggling to be God conscious. What do you think? They say, actually, we are born in this. We don't even struggle. But we don't make the extra effort to stop taking onions or to stop drinking tea or even to do any japa. We are just happy being born in the culture and proud to be a Hindu. But we see that your followers, they're actually struggling so much we feel embarrassed. That they're actually true bhaktas. To Prabhupada, I am not able to be a true bhakta. That I'm thinking all of you who are struggling. But this was so moving to Prabhupada that he would literally cry. This is what he wanted to impress, that we should all try to be devotees. We may be devotees, you see. We are not being born in a Western country. I didn't know about Krishna's name when I was born. Although my name included Krishna's name, I didn't know it was Krishna's name. But you being born in this country, every one of you, Lord Chaitanya said, Bharat Bhumi Te Manusya Janmo Hailo Ja Janma Shatraka Kori Koro Purupukar. He said, you perfect your lives and you help others. But for the rest of the world, for all human beings in the universe, he said, you take up Krishna consciousness and give it to others. He didn't specifically say perfect your life. He just said, take up Krishna consciousness, give it to others. It may take more lives. But in your one life, you can do it. And following Prabhupada, no matter what birth someone takes, they can all do it. If we try. But if we think that, I don't want to do any trouble, I don't want to take any trouble to reach Krishna. I don't want to go any difficulty to reach Krishna. You may be so fortunate not to face any difficulty by Prabhupada's mercy. But there may also be tests. I know some devotees, they faced hardly any difficulty for years and years. Only blissful. But sometime or another, Maya is going to see, this person is going back to Godhead in one lifetime, getting totally free from my prison house. Is this person really a devotee? I have to check. At that time, even if we fail the test, we have to be determined to hold on Prabhupada's lotus feet, hold on the Guru Parampara. Because we'll get again and again tests. We'll get more chances. But if we go on clinging, we know that Prabhupada is crying for us. Seeing that we're trying, he is going to help us. Seeing this project, I know that devotees had to face so many difficulties. But by the mercy of Prabhupada coming down, somehow things are going on. Today I'm sitting here. I'm only initiated disciple of Prabhupada that I can see here. But everyone is here, all Prabhupada Anugas, all followers of Prabhupada. If not disciples, grand disciples and followers. And as Prabhupada said in his introductory lecture from Bombay in 1934, I believe, the Guru who is representing the Asadeva is Jagat Guru. He is Guru of everyone because he is representing Bhagawan. The Prabhupada is that kind of Guru, universal Guru for everyone. And he came with a message not only for one caste or one creed, but for every human being. When he went to America and Europe and the West, the people told him, why you're coming here with Indian culture? We are a different culture. He said, you think you're American, but you're not this body. You're not American, you're not Russian, you're not Chinese, you're not Indian. You're the Atma. And Atma is a part of Krishna. So every Atma in the world is a devotee of Krishna, but some have realized it, and some have not yet realized it. So all of you devotees are already realizing it, that you're the devotees of Krishna. But there are so many Atmas who don't know they're the devotees of Krishna. They are covered by Maya. And this is what was the biggest anxiety that Prabhupada felt. What was burning him more than any obstacle he faced was that he had to put out the fire that people were burning in. He used to tell us, the world is on fire. People are suffering. You look around and you might wonder why people are suffering. They have cars, they have food. But he could see the real suffering, the suffering of being without God consciousness. Even the devas in Swarga are crying Even with the material happiness, they're crying because they don't have Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is beyond material happiness. It's beyond material suffering. It is the ultimate spiritual achievement. The real peace in life, the real happiness in life. And in this Kali Yuga, people are literally burning without it. So Prabhupada, he wanted to put out that fire. He said, I can't do it alone. I want help. He said, Krishna has sent all of you to help me. So here in this Bangalore project, we can see how yesterday, Janmashtami festival, tens of thousands of people, they came here and took darshan. They offered their puja to Krishna and Balaram and Prabhupada. It is not possible to organize such a thing without so many devotees. I heard there are about 500 volunteers and maybe 150 monitors were there. So many devotees have combined together in order to put on one festival, in order to do the goals that Bangalore temple has taken up. It requires so many volunteers, so many devotees, not only hundreds, but thousands and tens of thousands and lakhs. Karnataka is a wonderful state. Great acharyas have put their padadulis here. People here are naturally poetic, religious minded. They have devotion for Krishna. But it's a need now to put this devotion to Krishna in the priority list, not on the back burner. And that is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his representative Srila Prabhupada have come to tell everyone, that bhakti to Krishna is not one of the activities of life, it is the activity of life. It is the purpose of life. It is the goal of life. And that is what the great acharyas, what Purandras and other great devotees have all sung. That bhakti is actually the summum bonum. But today, if we take a census, we'll find people have not put bhakti as the number one goal in their life. And therefore they are suffering. In order to change that, people need to be brought to the light. Tamasama Jyotirgama. And that is possible by devotees. Lord Chaitanya, when he was traveling in South India, he would tell people, chant Hare Krishna. They would start to chant, and they would tell their relatives and friends to chant. Then they would tell their friends and relatives. And this way it go from village to village. Prabhupada personally went and told 10 people about Krishna consciousness. Then they told another 10 people, and they told another. Then again, Prabhupada went to another country and told some people, and then it went on like that. Devotion is always transmitted from one devotee to the next. Srila Prabhupada will empower every one of you to be also an ambassador. Just like he was empowered by his guru, and just like he's empowering devotees through the parampara, he is going to empower any one of you who want to be empowered to be devotees of Krishna and to spread bhakti to others. This is his mandate from Krishna. Just like Vyasadeva was empowered to write the Vedas, Prabhupada is empowered to spread the wisdom of the Vedas. But he has requested that he wants the help from everyone. So how many of you are wanting to help Srila Prabhupada? You can raise your hand. Who wants to help Prabhupada? Nitai Gaura Sitanath Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada ki. Prabhupada ki. Prabhupada ki. So Srila Prabhupada, we pray at your lotus feet for your mercy on all these devotees who want to assist you in your mission to serve Lord Krishna. Please have your blessings on them that they can achieve all that you want them to do to realize your dreams. Srila Prabhupada, if you had not come in this world, if you had not brought this science of Krishna consciousness in the modern world, we can only cry to think what would have happened. Without you, Srila Prabhupada, how would we have gotten the science of Bhagavatam in a way that we can use in the modern world? Without you, Srila Prabhupada, how would we have known about the glories of Lord Sri Krishna, whose Nanda Utsav day is today, on your holy appearance day? Without you, Srila Prabhupada, if you had not come, then how would we have gotten the holy name, and how would we see that all over the world, in Russia, in China, in America, in Japan, Australia, Africa, South America, Europe, that everywhere now people from all countries, all races have transcended their material upadis and designations, and they are simply as one family under Krishna. They are chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you had not come, then who would have done this? Srila Prabhupada, if you had not come, how would we know about this Yukta Vairagya to engage everything in the service of Krishna? We don't have to change what we're doing, but we have to change our consciousness and do it out of bhakti, and then we can achieve the lotus feet of Krishna. We would have been taught false renunciation, taught to give up things when they trouble us and accept things because they please us, and we would have missed real bhakti without you. Srila Prabhupada, if you had not come, how would we have known about Krishna and Balaram and Radha and Krishna in the Vrindavan pastimes? How would we have known about the Braja Leela, which are the most confidential part of the Vedas? Srila Prabhupada, if you had not come, how would we have known about the mystery of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? I am your most insignificant and incapable disciple. I can only pray at your lotus feet that you please never cast me away and keep me always at your lotus feet, allowing me to serve you eternally. Those who are depending on your mercy, Srila Prabhupada, and have approached me, please give your blessing to them. I am simply your humble servant and always dependent on your mercy. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Samin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunnavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. All glories to Om Vishnu Pad Paramhansa Prabhjaka Acharya Astu Terasata Sri Srimad Iskana Acharya Pratisthita Abhay Charana Ravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki. I want to thank all the devotees who spoke and all those who listened. For those devotees who spoke, it was so inspiring. to see how Prabhupada's mercy is flowing through you. These testimonies, everyone can be a witness how actually Prabhupada's mercy is coming. Even how devotees who have not seen Prabhupada are seeing him in the dream and he's preaching to them. We are not able to preach to people and reach them. Prabhupada has to preach to them in dream. So merciful is Prabhupada. But now we have to also help Prabhupada. And seeing how your devotees are getting his mercy, I feel very, very enlivened and hopeful. How Prabhupada's mercy is very soon going to manifest to all of you. And we can again see how this Karnataka state and how the Bangalore city will be completely Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna.